Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Russ Kemmerer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dwayne Pellett. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney throws to second, with Hunter covering, and has Pearsall trapped. There's the throw to Kennedy, who tags Pearsall for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Pellett covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball four. Hatton moves to second. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground toward second. Goodman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Wilbur and he is safe. Young steals second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunter for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Abrams reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Abrams scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Consolo. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Courtney. The throw from Wilbur and he is safe. Courtney steals second. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young is walked intentionally. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 0 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pellett hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fridley. Consolo reaches second base with a double. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemmerer bunts towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to third. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Consolo scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Abrams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Young is walked intentionally. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilbur strikes out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Consolo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pellett is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Abrams moves to second. Sid Hudson now pitching. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fridley hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Young hits a line drive towards the mound. Hudson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. One out. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pillette strikes out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Abrams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Abrams moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Consolo strikes out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hudson moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-4 in the game. Fridley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aganez bunts towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatton is walked intentionally. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Jensen scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Consolo moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Jim Bridewesser pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Dwayne Pellett. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is hit by the pitch. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez fields the ball and throws to Hudson covering. Safe. Krahoski moves to third. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.